Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Cain Show.
Hello, beautifuls, and thank you for tuning in to the LaRusha Cain Show on Living Out Loud Radio. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. I have my tea, as always. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Today, we have a phenomenal show. We have a co-host that's waiting in the virtual green room. She's eating virtual popcorn, sipping on virtual latte, and reading her fabulous magazine. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. We have the one, the only, Shante C. Hepson. Yes, we do. And I'm telling you, she has something to share with us that is good. Yes, totally juicy information. If you're not aware of the topic of the show, I'm telling you, it is an eye-opener. It is catchy. It's a topic that, you know, we always talk about, we always, you know, want to know about, and it's called, if you stay, you stay. If you stay, I'm going to give you a few minutes to hit up your Facebook friends, your Instagram buddies, your Twitter, your tweeples, and let them know it's going down today on the LaRusha Cain Show. So let me just give you a little bit of information about the fabulous Shante Hepson. Shante Hepson is the Chief Empowerment Officer of Walk in My Shoes, LLC, an empowerment agency that works through a broad public platform for people through conferences, summits, and community forums. As a leadership strategist, she offers personal support and collaboration to help mobilize their vision and become successful leaders in their community. I'm telling you, if you are on Facebook or Instagram, you've seen her. You've heard of her. You've liked her post. Yes. She is the creator of the red bottom mentality. Yeah, I know you've seen it. I know you've seen those posts. They're everything. It's an entrepreneurial movement for millennials on social media. So, like I said, hit up your family, your friends, and let them know it's going down today. Think about it. I just want you to just take a moment and think, reflect. Have a moment. Have you ever been in a situation with someone and you wanted them to stay, but you were at a point in your life where you were like, you know what? If you stay, you stay. If you don't want to stay, then you can go. I'm pretty sure we've all been there before. You know, you want them to stay, but if they want to go, then go. Have you had that conversation with your girlfriends? Have you had it with your guy friends? Have you had it your community of sisters? Girl, if you want to go, let him go. You deserve so much better than what he's giving you. You're worth more than what he's giving you. You can have more. But sometimes we stay because we don't know our value and our worth. So today, Shantae D. Hudson, she's going to talk to us. She's going to help us to get our life. And she's going to share with us more about herself. So before I bring her on, let me give you opportunity one more time to let your people know that it is going down. Well, I don't want to prolong it any further. We're going to bring her live into the conversation. Well, hello, Shantae. How are you?
Hello, LaRusha. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I know that you are on the East Coast. How's the weather out there?
The weather here is beautiful. We had some snow this past week, but now it's cleared up and the weather is nice. We're probably at about 50 degrees. So the sun is shining. The breeze is very mild, and it's just good to soak up the sun here in the East Coast. And we send in love your way to the West Coast. So, whoop, whoop.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I was sitting here and you said snow and 50 degrees. Yeah. You know, in California, if we get in the 60s, we like, oh, no, it's too cold. So when you said snow, I said snow and 50. Oh, hold me, because, you know, we're the people that think it's supposed to be in the 70s on Christmas. We're the, you know, we think it's supposed to be hot all the time because that's what we're kind of used to. So I'm just glad that it is sunny out there where you are and that you are enjoying that nice weather. Well,
yeah.
I have some questions that I would like to ask you. You know, one day, I was at the movies, you know, with my, you know, my people. And we were watching this show called Top Five. And Chris Rock was in the movie, and he was asking the other actors, you know, what is your favorite top five rappers? And they went down the list, and they gave their top five. Well, these icebreaker questions are kind of geared or they are sparked from that show. So just so that the listening audience can understand who you are and know more about you, would you like to play this game with me so that they can know more about Shantae C. Hudson?
Okay, okay. So you want to know my top five rappers?
No, 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 no. I'm going to ask you five questions.
Girl, I was getting ready to spit them.
Well, you better go ahead. I might ask that question too at the end, just because you already had, you know, was ready to, you know, bring it on out, you know. All right. Well, the first question is, you know, dealing with relationships like we do and we discuss and talk about a lot, what is the most important form of intimacy for you? Is it intellectual intimacy, physical intimacy, emotional intimacy, or sexual intimacy?
For me, it's emotional intimacy because I believe that two things. With a partner, I want to get to know their spirit, and I want to be able to nourish their soul. So I want the same as well. And I think that in that you'll find that love, you'll find that intimacy that you need where you both work at it. And it may not be what you want at first because we all have a past. We all have experiences. We've all been through hurts. We've all been through ups and downs. So I just believe it's about coming together and working on it to get it to where you want to, where you want it to be, and to get what you want. So again, emotional intimacy for me is important.
Thank you for sharing that with us, because not only did you tell us what kind of intimacy you prefer, but you explained to us why. I think a lot of times people cannot explain it. You know, it's like, well, I want this. But then when you say, well, why or how can I help you in that area? It's hard for them to articulate it. So you can't give somebody, or you can't want something that you can explain. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to tell people what it is that you want or what you like or what it is that you don't like, because people can't read your mind. Even though even though we want them to. All right. Well, question number two. Well, if you could watch a movie at this current moment, what kind of movie would it be? Would it be a love and romance movie? An action flick or drama? Which one would you prefer?
Right about now, it would be an action flick, because I love stories. Yeah, I love stories that have a lot of just kind of gangster movies and just those kind of like those mafia family kind of action movies where, you know, it's about bringing back the game of the family or bringing back the family structure, like The Godfather. I love The Godfather movie, and that's kind of how, like, my Red Bottoms is kind of patterned after, because it's about bringing that dynamic of the family structure back. And in that, you know, you have the family wars, or you have the, you know, wars against the other business people, where you're just trying to bring it back together to get that empire where you need it to be. So the action is where I'm at right now. So, yeah, I'm feeling that.
All right. You took me to a place almost. I tell you, I was going with you. When you said gangsta, I was like, all right. I started thinking, da-da-da-da-da. You know? I was thinking over here. But the thing about it is you fired up. You know, you ready to build. And hey, I hear you. I hear you. You took me there. You took me there. I'm going to bring you back in. So question number three is, yeah, this is so you, this one. When I thought of this, I was like, yes, this is her. This is her all day, every day. Okay. Which animal in the animal kingdom describes your personality?
Oh, Lord. I got a couple of them right now, but let me see what's the biggest where I'm at. I would have to say an eagle. Ooh. I would have to say an eagle, because I'm just at that place where I'm ready to soar. And in spite of what's happening or what's going on, I'm never going to let nobody bring me down to a level. You know, because eagles, they always soar, even in the midst of the weather or the storm or just anything that tries to attack it. It never lets itself get to a point where it'll be dropped down. It always stays at a heightened plane. So, yeah, I'm that eagle right now. That's where I'm at.
All right. I love that. And, you know, the thing about an eagle is that they adjust, you know, to the current situation. It's like, hey, if the weather is bad, I can go higher. But, you know, they never go low. They never hang out. You know, I've never seen an eagle hang out with a chicken. Just never.
No.
Or or whatever. And they do know how to fly solo. And they're very good in all season. So, all right. I thought you were going to say
that. And one more thing with that, too. One more thing with that, too, about an eagle. If there's ever any type of illness, infection, or maybe they took a hit or wound, they know how to soak up the sun. They just lay out and just allow that warmth, that radiation to permeate and to draw out any impurities or toxins. And that's kind of how we have to be with it, that if any oppositions or anything that we face, just lay in the sun. And we know that's the S-O-N. Lay in the sun and just allow the light to begin to purify you, to cleanse you, and to get you back in that place of positivity, in that place, you know, where you know you need to be to soar. So that's what I like about the eagle, too.
Love it. Because you're absolutely right. We just got to lay out, you know, and like you said, in the sun, S-O-N, and allow him to do what it is that he needs to do, because we do go through things. You know, hits and you know, hurts and disappointments and everything. And he has a way of not just ministering to that area, but healing us, delivering us, making us whole, but he's setting us free. But after all of that, using us for a dynamic testimony too.
Yes.
So I am so grateful. I'm grateful, grateful. Well, number four. If you could go on a romantic date, what time of the day would be best for you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or in the evening on your romantic date?
Is it because of the place I want to go? It probably would be the afternoon, because I would be able to take a walk and to be able to see the sights and to actually enjoy the atmosphere and the ambiance. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, number five, you asked. Well, hey, you tried to go there. So this will be my fifth question.
Okay.
Who are your top five rappers?
Oh, boy. Okay. Yes. My top five rappers are Heavy D, Queen Latifah, MC Light, A Tribe Called Quest, and I have to bring it to today, Remy Ma. Remy is raw.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like my millennial rapper right now. Yeah, those are my five.
I'm a '90s
girl, so you know the '90s. Everybody going back to the '90s because that's when hip hop and R&B was the jam.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah. They bring it back, that '90s vibe. And I was looking at Bruno Mars, and it was Cardi B. And I was looking at it, and it reminded me of Salt and Pepper back in the day. Or it was that type of vibe, that crisscross type of vibe and stuff. So I was like, okay, I see where you're going. I see where we're going with this. But if I could, you know, just say, are your top five, I do like Remy Ma.
Because
she do go in on you.
Yeah, she go in.
And her lyrics are everything. She's a great lyricist and a great battle rapper, too. So,
oh, definitely. All day.
So you just described to us who you are. And they got a chance to understand you in a whole different way. But I was puzzled, and I said, I had to ask this particular question. When we were preparing for the show, and we were talking, I said to you, hey, if let's talk about, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to go? Where do you want to go at the show? Because I just wanted to know where your mind was at, where your heart was at. And you said, if you stay, you stay. Stop thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I was like, okay, that is excellent. Now, for the person that's listening and saying, I don't understand, what do you mean by if you stay, you stay? Stop thinking about yourself. Can you explain to them a little bit about what that means?
Well, yeah. If you stay, you stay. The acronym for STAY, as LaRusha has said, it's stop thinking about yourself. And she's been doing the Me Responsible movement, which has been dealing with self-love and just loving yourself as far as relationships and just dealing with people, being in a place of wholeness. So today I'm just speaking to us. Again, you know, we're having conversational caffeine here. No coffee cup intended, but we're having our virtual caffeine. So I'm speaking to us. We're going to make it about all of us. So you listeners out there, myself, LaRusha, if you stay, you stay. You stop thinking about yourself. And this is for those who have found themselves in a place where you find it easy to hold on because you become complacent. You're finding yourself being comfortable, yet you're uncomfortable because you don't like really the situation that you're in and you want a way out, but yet it's easier to stay. And the reason why it's so easy to stay is because you settle for safe. And that's another acronym in itself. Staying safe is when you're seeking faithless effort. In other words, you're just not putting in the work. You're not willing to fight. And I just want to share with the listeners out there that you can't look at the situation as is what is in front of you or for face value, but you've got to fight. So you're going to have to put that effort into it. You're going to have to be intentional. You have to fight because you're fighting for what you want, your expected end. The victory is already yours, but you got to look at what you want and where you want to be. What are those things that are promised to you? What are those dreams? What are those hopes? What are those aspirations that you want? That's what you're fighting for. So you can't be so caught up in the moment where you're looking at the person, you're looking at the situation. You feel like, oh, I don't have a way out. I don't know what I'm going to do. Looking ahead should be the momentum or the launching pad to help you to go harder for what you want. This is the year of the come up, so we got to come up. It ain't even about the blow up, but we got to come up. And so you got to look forward to your come up and fight for that. You know, you may feel like, and I'm speaking to myself with this, you know, I'm in a situation where it's so easy, like the journey or the path is so straight. It's so easy to obtain. But there are obstacles and things that I have to go through to get to my expected end. So are we willing to go through those obstacle courses or things that we have to do to get where we want to be? Yes, we have to be intentional and we have to fight. But the reason why we settle for safe is two things that I want to deal with staying or stop thinking about yourself. When you stop thinking about yourself, it's faceless efforts, which is number one, contradiction. And number two, dealing with chaos. So contradictions and chaos. Now with contradictions, we all know. You know, in your life you said you weren't gonna do something or, oh, I'll never do this. This'll never happen to me. I'm not gonna try that. But you end up doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You end up doing it to the place where now you're finding yourself acting in a way that is not you or living out your truth. This is what I call incongruent behavior. And sometimes we have these because it's not really matching up to who we really are. And this causes us sometimes to compromise our values. Perhaps we lower our standards. We even have, and you've seen this, LaRusha, negative power play, where we're harming others. You know, instead of really supporting each other, and that's what the issue we have as sisters, as women, you know, we always hating the crabs in the barrel, tearing each other down because of these power plays that we put up in front, that we got to be better than our sister or our brother. Well, we all in this thing together, and we all have a tribe and a people to reach. So we get into these negative power plays, and not only that, we maintain addiction. We ignore guidance. Even though we're praying for guidance, sometimes we ignore that guidance because we're so used to and accustomed to being comfortable. So those are just things that we face when we end up contradicting ourselves or having incongruent behavior. We're not really living up to the standard or where we know we can be. And then the chaos. You know, chaos is a powerful weapon because life in itself has chaos. That's just the life that we live in. We have ups and downs. We have trials and tribulations. So we live a life pattern after chaos. We do. Now, the thing with it is we can either create chaos, which we do, or it can become a destruction to us. You know? And this can include subtle changes such as relationships or life changes. When you have deaths in the family or you suffer grief, as which you deal with you. Responsible and rare jewels. Sometimes we have life changes where we have a new job or accident, or it could be natural disasters. Now, those are some negative things when we look at chaos, but also we got to look at chaos is also a positive, too. We have positive changes that happen in our lives. that also create chaos. For example,
yes.
let's say you may get a new job, but you got to relocate. Or, you know, there's a birth of a child, but that changes the dynamics of the parents, the marriage, the relationship. And this is the number one hitter right here. When you get new inherited wealth where a family member may die, but then it helps you pay your bills and get out your debt. But then you got the family structure that's broken because, you know, there's an argument amongst the siblings, the family members, kind of some things when it comes to chaos that we deal with and that we go through. But what we got to know is that change is constant.
Yes.
And sometimes when we fight change, it can be the same as fighting your victory. Or you're fighting or kicking against your victory or your ability to overcome. So when you think about this whole thing, if you say you stop thinking about yourself, think about the contradictions that we face, that we play out, and then think about the chaos that we cause in our lives and for ourselves. And let me even put this plug out here, too. I want to say this, that, you know, sometimes even your inner circle or your covenant partners, they may not even know how to coach you or counsel you through your heartbreak or your devastation. And it can also be that they may need the company of your hurt to distract them from their own healing.
Hello.
So think about those things. When you stop thinking about yourself, think about that chaos. Think about those contradictions and begin to deal with those things and turn it into a reason why you got to fight because you want to overcome. So that's just a little spell about this whole, if you stay, then baby, you stay.
Yeah.
So,
you know, when I was listening to you and you broke down all of that content and, you know, I have been guilty of this. My hand is up in the air. Well, I say, well, I'm not going to do this. Well, I'm not going to say that. Well, I'm not going to go there. And I end up doing the exact same thing that I said that I wouldn't do. And, you know, it's like you said, it's the contradiction. Also, when we do that, like you said, good chaos, bad chaos, you know, because some chaos, like you said, is a very good thing. And because when we go into a new season in life, for a lot of us, we are in new seasons or, you know, life transitions, you know, we start feeling the stress of it, start feeling the pain of it, start, you know, going through different things. So my question to you would be, because, you know, I've been there. You know, we both could talk about it, but my question to you is, what was the pivotal moment in your life where you realized, oh, my God, I have some contradiction and some chaos in my life, and I need to make the right adjustment?
That happened for me recently. For 7 years. And thank you, because I meant to share this. For 7 years, I was in a place of transition in my life where I was trying to be a people pleaser. I was trying to be that good girl. I was trying to be that good preacher, that good teacher, that good coach, that good daughter, that good sister, that good teacher, you know, the good girl, the good spouse, the good girlfriend. I was trying to do it all to the place that I was becoming a spiritual schizophrenic and a groupie. Because I was trying to do everything and be all things to all people, that I wasn't finding my truth and being authentic to who I was. It was like doing all of these things. But I had to ask myself, okay, what is that one thing I want to do? What is that one thing that I can really be consistent and do well? And that's when I realized that I had to get planted and I had to be rooted. And finding myself, finding my truth, living my truth, and just being who I really am. And so last year, I got to a place where I began to find my purpose. And the problem before that was I had got into a relationship out of convenience. Rather than it being about purpose, it was comfortable. It was a convenient relationship because I was still trying to find myself. I was codependent, so I got with a codependent man. And so we was both bouncing off each other, being codependent and not really going nowhere. But one day I woke up and I just said, you know, I want more out of life. I want more for myself. I want to be in a place of maturity, not just in, you know, age or just my character or personality, but just in my mindset of wanting better and living my worth, knowing my worth. I wasn't there 7 years ago. And so I was in this codependent relationship, and I started getting into my purpose. And what happened to the relationship, it fell through because I wasn't there no more. And like I told you, the animal, I wanted to be an eagle. I didn't want to be a chicken. You know, and so I was ready to soar higher. And with that, it was either you gone, and I'm just being real about it, either you gone frustrate your purpose and stay in your relationship, or either you're going to pursue your purpose and the relationship suffer. I wanted my purpose.
Yeah.
And so with that, I just moved on and pursued. And it hasn't been easy. And that's why I said you can't look at what's face value or the things or the oppositions that you face before you. It's about where you're going. And it's about your purpose. And so I had to look at, and again, finding my truth, I had to look at the chaos that I was creating for myself. Because in the end of the day, I wasn't having no peace. So I had to deal with it. I had to dialogue with my soul. And there's nothing wrong with dialoguing with your soul. And many people need to do it. They need to talk to their soul. Not talking to yourself, but just sitting down and just really soul searching and finding out, why do I cause this chaos? You know, what are the things in my life that I'm doing that's bringing it to me? And then also, with that chaos, too, you got to look at what's your alternate behavior or like your alter ego. That when you have issues and problems, you use this as a defense or a coping mechanism. Because like I said, you know, you stay in, so you stay. You use it as a coping mechanism to give a reason or to justify why you want to stay in the chaos or in the drama.
Yeah.
Not only that, I had to come to grips with the contradictions that I had in my life. You know, why did I settle for this relationship? Why did I settle for this allowing, you know, this person to say those things to me or to be in a abusive relationship or to be in a unhealthy or toxic environment? Why did I stay so long? And that was because I stopped thinking about myself. Because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was. I lost a sense of myself. But when I really, like I said on the line today, but when I really became intentional and wanted my purpose and I really got intentional, I began to make intentional moves. And I began to come up. You got to come up. You got to look, dress, behave, think. Where you going?
Yeah.
So if you want to be that business person or you want to be that successful entrepreneur or that successful teacher, you want to be an activist in your community, you position yourself for it. You position yourself to do it. But it's going to take you living your truth and being honest with where you are. Because where you are now is not where you're going to end up, but you got to start somewhere. So that's just to answer your question. When I came into it, when I realized that you know, it was time for me to walk my purpose. So.
Yes. I appreciate you sharing that. And people think that we just get to a place of, okay, hey, I arrived, this is where I'm at. No, you said it was a 7-year, you know, process, something you went through, but you got to the place where you were like, you know, I want to live out my purpose and I'm going to be intentional about it, but you did your self work. You started working on yourself. You realized that's not what you wanted, but also understanding that you had lost yourself. And I think sometimes, and I can't say for women only, but just people, we think we have an idea of what we want. We have an idea of what we're supposed to be doing. We have an idea, and come to find out that's not even it. Because we're not honest with ourselves, we're not real with ourselves, we're not truthful with ourselves, we're not standing in our space and owning that, you know, as a human being, as God's created beings, we're not. And so when we're not doing that, we attract what we are. And I, you know, and I'm just speaking for myself, I attracted a lot of stuff. And I was like, why can't you do this? It's because that's what you're giving out. And you're accepting it. You're accepting it. And for me, it, you know, just having this conversation, I just did not want to live out my purpose. I didn't. Because you get to a point where, oh, my God, I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared of success. I'm scared of this. I'm scared of that. You got to deal with that stuff. So I thank you for sharing your truth with us today. And because there's someone that may be going through, you know, this thought process or in this situation. So if we, if you would just for a few moments, if there is someone that's going through this, can you give them a word of encouragement or some instruction or whatever it is that's in your spirit to help them to move forward?
Yeah, sure. I want to say that, again, I'm going to deal with that chaos piece for a second. Coming into knowing what is causing the chaos in your life, because like I said, chaos can be things that we create, and sometimes it can be to our own destruction. So for those listeners who are out there, really seek what is the chaos that's going on in your life, and why do you keep it there? Why do you want it there? Why is it so hard to stay in that chaos rather than to come out? And when you do that, be honest, be integral, be truthful with yourself. I always say to write it down, to, again, like I said, the dialogue with your soul, but really seek out the truth of the matter where you are. Because when you get sick and tired of a thing, when you truly get tired, you'll make the necessary adjustments and the change.
Yes.
You know, change is inevitable. It's going to happen. Either God going to change you or he'll change the situation. But 9 times out of 10, he going to deal with you. And it's so hard to do with facing the demons that we have. You know, that's the thing about intimacy because, you know, again, you do the me responsible. Intimacy really is into me, see. So allow the intimacy to be with you first. I want to say with that, again, chaos can be self-inflicted, but let me tell you this, chaos can also be divine chaos, and that is orchestrated by God, higher power, however you listeners call it. Divine chaos has a way of coming into our lives. And you might say, well, what is that? That is the type of chaos that's orchestrated beyond our reach. It just happens. And sometimes we got to move out of the way so that that chaos can take its place in our lives for the better. Sometimes things happen, we're hurting, we feel bad, you know, why me, God, or why is this happening to me, when there's a greater lesson to be learned. So will you learn from the lesson and move on? Or were you going to focus on the lesson and dwell in the hurt? But divine intimacy, again, has its way of coming into our lives. And so regardless of where you're finding yourself or, you know, the tragedy, even with life and death, because life and death are one and the same, you know, we may feel like to us with our bodies that is impersonal. But, you know, the divine or, you know, God, what happens to our soul is a matter of divine intimacy. So we have to allow that chaos, that divine will, to have its perfect work in our lives, because it's only for the better and only for our making. Because when you're living life intentionally and you're living it with purpose, sometimes things gonna happen and move out of the way. Things got to happen the way they are. We say, may the chips fall where they may. But
after the dust, rain is coming. After the dust, there will be rain. But the dust has to kick up. It got to fly. Before it gets better, it's going to get worse. It's going to happen. But you got to know that there's a better end. But just like with rare jewels, there's going to come a cutting away. There's going to come a purification period. But after that, you're going to be that diamond. You're going to be that jewel, that precious stone. You're going to be that, but you've got to be willing to go through the process. Divine chaos. I'm not saying the chaos we create, but sometimes divine chaos has to take its place and have to have its perfect work in our lives so that we can be where we need to be. So I want to encourage somebody today with that. Let divine chaos have its perfect work in you. And while divine purpose is perfecting itself in your life, deal with the personal chaos or the, like I said, the chaos that you create for yourself. Because sometimes we have unnecessary battles that we fight, and we don't have to fight them. It's just a matter of getting a grip on life to do what we need to do to be better people.
Love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, listening audience, I pray that you heard something. I pray that you got something, received something that's going to help you process. I thank you, Shante, for ministering to us, for encouraging us today and giving us some direction, but also lovingly rebuking us and telling us, hey, you have to let it go. You know, we all have some place that we're supposed to be at, and there's things that we're called to do, and we don't have time to waste time anymore. We just don't. It's time to move forward. And I love what you said, divine chaos, because God will mess up some things. He'll come into your life and do some things to bring forth his purpose. It's about the will of God for our lives. Well, you know, I'm looking. And, you know, and I said earlier that you are the chief empowerment officer of A Walk in My Shoes, LLC. You know, an empowerment agency that works, you know, with the public. I've seen some things that you've done for its events. You have this awesome platform. And, you know, I wanted the listening audience to understand a little bit more about A Walk in My Shoes, LLC, and if they want to be able to, you know, get in contact with you because they heard something, how would they be able to do that? But first, share with them a little bit about your business.
Yes, A Walk in My Shoes, LLC is, as she read before, it is an empowerment agency, consulting agency. We're here on the East Coast in Virginia right now, but it will be touring. We do a lot of creative platforms dealing with empowerment, community activism. Two of the awareness issues that we bring to light right now, we're really heavy on human sex trafficking as well as domestic violence. Those are two platforms that we have been dealing with during the October months, but of course we know that these are things that are ongoing, so we've been really hitting the community with those awareness issues. I will say that also the red bottom mentality, the whole red bottom thing, is really taking off. This is actually a spinoff of A Walk in My Shoes, but it's really reaching the millennial generation or just the millennial audience. And I'm very proud and happy to be an activist for my generation, the millennial generation, because I think that we need to get rooted, because there's so many things as far as social media and just imagery that we're seeing before us that's not the real deal.
So yes. I want to be that voice. I want a walk in my shoes to be that creative platform where millennials have a voice to know that they can be successful where they are. You may not be Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates, but where you are, you have a creative and an innovative mindset to be an entrepreneur. So the red bottom mentality is part of the walk in my shoes. Platform that is an entrepreneurial movement that is taking off. We do a lot of things on Instagram. I do some motivational quotes with it just to get those creative juices flowing for everybody, for all people, just to motivate. Got some other things that will be coming up with that. Also with the Walk in My Shoes, we do have some other things that will be coming up around the fall of this year, so just stay tuned. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know if this is the moment to share that information, but
yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. You can follow me on Facebook at Shantae Hudson Scott. Again, Shantae Hudson Scott. I am on Facebook, or my actual page, which is A Walk in My Shoes. Again, A Walk in My Shoes. You can follow me there, but you can also go on Instagram, because I do post, again, like I said, on Instagram, a lot of the motivational quotes, red bottom quotes. That is AWIMS2. Hear from you. Would love to connect with you. Would love for you to just send a shout out. Would love to come to you to speak or to do a seminar or workshop or to speak. I am available. So that is my information, and thank you for that.
You're welcome. You know, I wanted them to know more about your business and what you do, because I follow you on Instagram, but also we're friends on Facebook, and I get a chance to see your business, but I also get a chance to see the red bottom mentality. I was like, okay. I say she's just giving it to us like this. And it really thought-provoking. It makes you think. It makes you sit. It makes you reflect. It makes you want to, as they would say, go hard. It makes you want to move forward. So I just want to thank you for sharing those with us. So listening audience, if you would like to have her at your event, or you would like to know more about her and what she's doing and how she's doing it, she gave you her information. Connect with her. So I'm telling you that she is truly life-changing, encouraging, inspiring, and her posts and different things, they are top-notch. They'll make you, I'm telling you, I get my life reading them. So, we're at that time, 10:48, but I heard something. You know, and I got excited. I said, no, you know what? Mm-mm. This little birdie just keeps on chirping. And the birdie chirped and said to me that she has a book that she's going to be releasing. And I was like, no, no, no. So is it true that you have a book in the making?
Well, for the record, you know how they say, for the record, but yeah, I do have a book that is coming out, and it is called Red Bottoms, Developing the Soul and Soul, the S-O-L-E and S-O-U-L for an Entrepreneurial Mindset. Again, it's Red Bottoms. Developing the Soul and Soul for Entrepreneurial Mindset. And, it's the whole thing with the red bottoms is the entrepreneur movement. A lot of times people, the push is to start a business. Then you become an entrepreneur. Yeah. But if you become the entrepreneur first, you develop that creative mindset. What is it that you can do to offer a solution to a problem? That's what entrepreneurship is about, offering solutions to a problem. Don't sell people products, sell them the problem. I mean, sell them the solution to the problem. But a lot of times we start the business first, and we get into this place where then we got to compete,
Which entrepreneurship is mm-hmm. really not about competition, but more collaboration. But we compete.
Exactly.
We have to compete. We got to keep our business. We got to find out, okay, what can I do to set me apart from the my competitors? If you do the entrepreneurship first and you get the proper training, you get the business part in order, you can be successful and create wealth. Not get rich, but create wealth. So this book just it offers just some support, just some information for aspiring entrepreneurs, those who want to start and get into entrepreneurship, build a brand, and even those who are already established entrepreneurs or business leaders that just need just that encouragement, or you just need like a boost. This book is for you, but it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And again, the quotes, all of it just comes together. A lot of times I say stay bloody, stay bloody. And people are just like, what is that? Why should you be saying that? Well, stay bloody mm-hmm. just means to stay creative, stay entrepreneurial, stay in that mindset of wealth creation. It's about faith, God, and wealth. Faith, God, and wealth. If you have that, everything else will follow. That's what this whole blood trail is about. Keep the flow of wealth going. Build a legacy. Build your empire. Be successful in that work. So the book is coming out, Red Bottoms. So that's the hook. Yeah.
All right. I'm telling you, stay on the lookout for it.
Yeah.
Stay on the lookout for it because it is coming. And I just mm-hmm. love that you gave us some information about it, some great content. So I'm looking for it. We
yeah.
would love to have you back once
oh.
it is released so we
yeah.
can talk about it here.
Oh, yeah. Would love
on the Larsha King Show. So I just want to thank you. Well,
thank you.
Shante, I just want to say thank you for being
thank
on
you.
The show today. I appreciate you taking out time to share with us what's on your heart, what you've been doing, where you're going, but also to pour into, to uplift, to support, to walk with and walk, alongside someone else that may have been going through this, didn't know what to do, didn't know where to go. So before I let you go, can you share with us one more time, just in case someone missed it, because you said you're on Facebook. And you
yes.
said you're on IG. Can you give them your information one more time, just in case they missed it?
Yes. Again, it is on Facebook. You can follow me at A Walk in My Shoes. That's, again, A Walk in My Shoes, or A-W-I-M Shoes. A-W-I-M Shoes. Or on Instagram at A-W-I-M-S. Number 2, A-W-I-M-S, number 2. Also, I did not give you all my website. It's currently going to be updated, but in the meantime, you can also go there, and that is www.awimshoes, which is A Walk in My Shoes. Again, awimshoes.org. Again, awimshoes.org. You can also follow me there. So, yes, please, please, please. Would love to hear from you again. And remember, if you stay, you stay. Don't stay. It's time to move. So don't stop thinking about yourself. Think about yourself and move.
Well, again, I want to say thank you so much because you gave us so much fabulous information. We had shoe therapy, tea and chat. We had a moment to sit and reflect. I'm telling you, we had to deal with our mental capacity. We had to deal with our issues and look at what caused us to stay. And if, like you said, it's time to move.
Mm-hmm.
We have some place we're supposed to be and something that we're supposed to learn and somewhere that, people are waiting for us. And we
yes.
can't no longer be selfish
mm-hmm.
and stay no longer. Well, I just want to mm-hmm. say to you, thank you again for being on the show. I appreciate you, and I thank you. And I'm looking forward to the book being released, but also connecting with you in other ways. And, again, please join her on Facebook and Instagram because her content is everything. I just want to say again, thank you. and continue
thank
to
you.
Have a great day.
You
I appreciate
too.
You.
And thank
so
you
so much. I appreciate you. Well, listening audience, okay. We're at that time. And the time that I hate on the show, you know, I feel a little down. The time I have to let you go. But I want you to really think about what Shante Hudson said. I want you to stand in your space, live in your truth, be real about where you are at in this time and season. And after you've done all that, you have to have a good talk with yourself. With yourself, let it go. It's time to move. Can't be selfish when we have so much more to do. Greater things. It's time to be ourselves and accept ourselves and live in our truth, stand truth. So I thank you, listening audience, for listening to the LaRusha King Show on Living Out Loud Radio. You're always here. You're always supportive. You're always encouraging. I appreciate you. And I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are a part of the Living Out Loud Radio family. As always, continue to be encouraged, inspired, and motivated. Until then, the next episode of the LaRusha King Show on Living Out Loud Radio, continue to have a phenomenal day. Goodbye.